I'm with Barry and Patricia Woods of Ockhold, who are amateur genealogists. How long have you been doing this?
About 34 years.
How did you get into genealogy?
My mother died when I was born. And it was Patricia here who said to me one day, who's your mother? Who's your grandmother? Who's your grandparents or sisters, uncles? And I said, no idea. So we started looking and lo and behold, found all my ancestors, grandparents, siblings, aunties, uncles.
Patricia, how did you go about finding these relatives?
Well, we knew that she had died. She had cancer and she died. And we didn't know where she had got buried. And Barry has got one sister that he grew up with, but he grew up with grandparents. There wasn't really a lot of communication from them about his mother. So we decided to try and find out where she was buried. We knew where roughly her name. And I started ringing up all the undertakers in London. And it seems that I was just struck lucky to say, was this lady buried in your cemetery in such and such a year? And they said, right, we will look in our records. And a few days later, we had the phone call to say, yes, we found the lady that you're looking for. And there are four other people in the grave at the same time. So then we found out that she'd got, it was her sister and brother, or her mother and brother, wasn't it?
I think there's a couple of her children. No. Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah.
It was my grandmother.
Your grandmother.
Yeah, it was
buried,
her siblings.
Yes, it was her siblings, her sister and her son that we didn't know that she'd even got. So it was really very, very useful to speak to the undertakers at the time. And they then gave us the number of her grave and where she was buried. And we went up to London by car, didn't we? And found the cemetery. And the chappie there was very, very helpful. He showed us exactly where the grave. Obviously, there's no gravestones there, but the number of where she was buried. And then, lo and behold, they said, well, we've got a lot of receipts that the person who bought the plot of land, we've got all the receipts who paid for them. So from there onwards, we went tracing all these other ancestors then we'd found.
You got loads of leads.
Yes, we had, yeah. And that was really by luck.
Barry, how long did it take to find out all these details? You had quite a lot of leads, didn't you?
Well, we did, yes. And it took us probably about 12 months to find out where all the ancestors came from. And we ended up with the eldest or the furthest back ancestor we found was a Woods in Steeple Morden in Cambridgeshire around the start of 1500.
Oh, you went back that far?
Yes. They started in Steeple Morden, went to Thurfield in Hertfordshire, then moved from there to Crishall in Essex, and then moved from there to London.
You've just completed a book on the men that left the village of Ockhold for the First World War, and you've gone into their genealogy.
Yes, we've there are 15 names on the Ockhold Roll of Honour, which sits in the cemetery at the moment. And we looked at all those 15 in order to find out their parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. Also looked at any descendants coming forward, tried to find photographs, any existing living descendants, siblings, and generally to put some facts around each of those individuals. So rather than being just a name on a piece of stone, they came to some sort of life. The idea being that we would then create that as a book, which would be given at least to every child in the village to enable them to, we will remember them.
You've got a special event coming off, haven't you, Patricia?
Yes, we have, yes. The parish council, who have kindly are going to donate the books, they've bought the books. paid for the books, and they are going to put on a special occasion for the people of Ockold, residents of Ockold, to pick up a free book for each household. So they've hired the village hall for the afternoon, and then they're going to put on tea and cakes for everyone, but those that attend will get a free book. But they have got some that for people outside the village that we will sell them to. We're then going to charge, if anybody wants us to sign them, we will take a donation for the Royal British Legion.
What date is that going to be?
That's on Friday the 9th of November.
That's right.
From, I think it's 2 till 5.
What started you off on that? Was it just something to do, or?
Well, we've done basically both our families. We've done several other families and friends, and basically it's our hobby. We can do it particularly during the winter evenings or afternoons when it's quite, you know, cold outside and you don't want to go playing silly games or whatever other people do. So it was seemed a logical thing to do, to look at the people of Ockold.
You must spend absolutely hours on the internet to find all this stuff out.
Well, we do. We probably spend 3-4 hours per day, most days.
Does it cost money to do the research, to get certificates, things like this, death certificates, stuff like that?
We have a one-off subscription per year from a well-known ancestry company, which is only around, I think it's £200 a year, which is basically our hobby. If and when we need to buy birth, marriage or death certificates, which isn't really very often, we can now actually get them downloaded over the internet for around £6 each, so it's not extortionate sort of money. We now have a People of Ockold database, which has got I think nearly 3,000 people in it, which is not just the Roll of Honour that we've done, but local publicans we've done, rectors we've done, farmers, a lot of the local people.
So it's gone back through the ages, hasn't it?
Well, it goes back as far as we can, which is usually around late 1700s. But sometimes if we strike lucky, we can get some additional resources on the internet, which enable us to go back, well, in theory, back to 1600s, 1500s.
All your practice at doing this must have refined your the way you search. If I was to do it, I would probably stumble on different things, but you've obviously refined your searching, how to go about it.
I think the years have taught us there are so many different things to look out for. You know, like spelling of surnames. You know, because it's you know how it's spelt. You have to look at different ways, because in the olden days, whoever could write spelt it how they thought it should be spelt. So it could be completely different. So you have to look at all sort of different things like that, how the names are spelled. But yes, there are lots of different ways that we do it, aren't there?
We have likened it to being detectives.
Yes.
So we go around looking for different pieces of information about a particular individual, like dates and times and places and ancestors, descendants, etc. So we end up with a big bag of facts, which we throw up in the air, and we hopefully they land.
You must come across dead ends, though, things like that, or get led in the wrong direction. Is that easily done?
That's quite easy to do, yes. Mm, yes.
Base-born children,
which are children that we call illegitimate children, and they were never given a father's name. It was just the mother's name. So then you are at a dead end, because there's no way that you can ever find out who the father is.
I think this is not uncommon, is it? A lot of babies were born not necessarily in wedlock, weren't they, years ago?
Yeah, quite a few.
Yes. So it's quite common.
Oh, very common, yes.
And it was hushed up?
It certainly was, yes, in those days, yes.
It tended to be, because the female would probably almost certainly end up maybe moving house to her mother, where they would have the baby would be born. And quite often the baby would take the name of the mother's name. But if the mother then married, whether or not it was to the father, we have no way of knowing. But quite often the child would then take the name of the woman's husband, which could be quite confusing because he looks as if he may be a Bloggs, when in fact you weren't. You're not really a Bloggs. You've just been given that name simply because that's how you've been brought up with. So it can be confusing.
You've got the book launch on November the 9th, is that right?
Yes, right.
November 9th at the Village Hall.
Yes.
I expect you're looking forward to that big event.
There's two or three people on the parish council, Caroline and Alison and a couple of other people. They're sort of putting it on as a bit of an event, and the school are involved, the preschool are involved, the WI are involved. And they're putting up photographs, and we've got some of the silhouettes, Tommy's silhouettes, that have been coming out, which are going to end up in the church. And, it's all looking like it's going to be quite an event.
Well, the book looks really nice, nicely turned out. It's the credits here.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for talking to me.
You're very
welcome.
No
problem at all.
No problem.
That's it from me, Dave Holland. Thanks for listening.